Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
We also have Kathy Sulman, who is a breast cancer warrior, and she's a DL Link volunteer. A little bit earlier, Michelle was talking about Kathy and her journey. And yeah, and Kathy is volunteering. She's volunteering for this campaign. She's helping raise funds at the DL Link Call Center. So we're so really excited and delighted to have Kathy join us today. Kathy, welcome. Thank you for joining us. I'm sure you've taken a break from the call center. It's wonderful to have you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lee, and thank you for having me on this platform. It's a privilege and an honor, and it's a pleasure to be here finally at High FM.
So, Kathy, well, it's as I said, it's wonderful to have you on the show. Yeah. We'd like you to share some of your story. I know that, you know, for you, we go back to COVID. COVID was a hideous time, and you lost your partner, your husband during COVID, your soulmate of 32 years, having to face lots of challenges without him. And then you were diagnosed this year in March with stage 2 breast cancer. Perhaps you can just tell us about, you know, when you heard the diagnosis and how it's been since then.
Yes, Nikki. So actually, it goes back to 5 years ago. When I first noticed things were happening on my breast, and my husband, 2 months prior to that, before passing on, he was very, very concerned, and he said to me, no, something's not right, and I've got to take you to the doctor. And it was high COVID. It was June, July of 2020. And so off we went, and I was diagnosed at that stage with a DCIS, which just means it's cancer, but it's actually a dead type of cancer. It's in situ, means it's sleeping. It's not active. So I was put on the medication tamoxifen, and that's what they told me. It will be a management plan of about 5 years. And so I still continued, and then, of course, he passed in August, but I'd made sure I had done my mammograms every year, and just to have the screening and see, you know, how I was progressing. And I decided that I'm going to just continue life and just be healthy and do whatever I needed to do, because, you know, I was also facing this grief journey and these challenges at the same time. So I put this diagnosis at the back of my mind, because I knew that I was going to be strong and I was going to do all sorts of things, you know, just getting, navigating through the grief journey. And that was also doing the grief counseling, et cetera, all the steps of grief. And also got involved in COVID time, helping other women, widows, who's going through similar stuff, losing husbands. So I was reaching out at that very time, filling my time and just keeping people motivated, you know, even though I was going through the difficult times that I found myself in. And fast forward, like to this year, 2025, I'd actually decided, because my company I was working for the last 2 years basically closed down. Sadly, it was a lovely, prominent Jewish company that I worked for, and I had to reroute and say to myself, well, what's next? You know, it was difficult finding a job as quick as I thought that I could. And, you know, I'm on my own, and I've now got to think of plans and ways that I've got to get ahead. And I decided to go and do a volunteer program. It was actually a training program based in Pretoria that I would get sort of a foundation kind of teaching how to go there and be out in the field. And that would mean me volunteering my time and giving back to people who would need me. So this was a very spiritual-based kind of foundation with training, and just gearing me up in the right direction, because I thought that was my calling. That was what my heart told me to do, to look out there what I can give out there instead of always looking for something for myself. And in doing so, I knew, because I'm spiritually minded, and I knew God, Hashem, would do something for me. And in March, in November, I went for my last mammogram. And in January, because in December it was holiday time, etc., and January, I went back for my results. And phew, it hit me like, you know, you have stage 2 breast cancer. And I was numbed, like, where does this come from? You know, I've like 4.5 years, you know, I'm still taking my meds. I'm a walker, I'm hiking, I'm motivating myself all the time. I'm doing all the right stuff that I'm supposed to do, you know. Nevertheless, being shocked and being, alone, scared. Those are some of the emotions. I mean, alone. I don't have my partner anymore with me because he would have been right there next to me holding my hand. And what does a person do? And so I decided, I think whilst the oncologist was giving me the diagnosis and then, of course, going on to tell me everything else that is going to happen or probably would happen to me. In my mind, I was like, no, 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 no. I don't accept this. This is my body, and I'm going to fight till the very end. It may or it may not do something to me, but I'm not going to let this ruin me. This news, this diagnosis is not. It's not who I was meant to be. And with that kind of emotion, I left there knowing that my life is going to change forever. But what I did know back then is that whichever way it was going to be planned out, whichever way things were going to happen, because I'm all alone. I don't know where to start. I don't know where, how, who, what, why. All those questions start hitting as cancer, you know, people with cancer when they get the diagnosis. And I know what it feels like. So, yeah. So that was about 5 months ago, Nikki.
Wow.
Five months ago. Yeah.
And Kathy, I mean, as you say, your world falling apart, being alone, doing your volunteer work. I know that you've started your chemotherapy and a friend referring you to the DL Link.
Yeah. So,
and who did you first meet?
At DL Link?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, I have got a good, very, very good, my own community of Jewish friends. I've been amazing. And the one friend said to me, Kathy, you know what? I have a friend of mine that went to DL Link, and perhaps you should get hold of them and speak to them. And I said, well, hold on a minute. I'm not Jewish, you know. I'm a Christian. And she says, no. Just give them a call and just hear them out. And I said, okay, I'll do. And I just sent a message, and booms, a lovely lady by the name of Carmen contacted me.
Yeah.
And we spoke for an hour, and she's the counselor, one of the counselors at DL Link. And gosh, the information she gave me was more than I could get if I Googled or went onto the internet.
Yeah.
Because it was so personalized, it was so warm, it was like, wow, 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 wow. I mean, she took me through what DL Link stood for. She told me about all the different levels of support that they offer. And she said to me, you are most welcome, Kathy. We want you to come to DL Link and see what we're all about. We are here to love you, to give kindness to you, to support you in whichever area. And Nikki, just realizing that I was still taking all these things in, you know, it was, my head was spinning because, you know, nobody reached out to me like that. You know, and I said to her, it's wonderful. And she said to me, you know, even as far as losing your hair. And I said, yes, that's the first thing I thought of because I've got this beautiful, long, thick hair. And, you know, and of course, that's one of the woman's great features. And, you know, the beauty of the woman that we always afraid to lose, I think. And she was like, you know what? We've got a wig room. You just come and you choose a wig, and it's all going to be fine. And she even went on to give me the extra tips in terms of the vitamins and the tonics and all the health stuff that I could possibly get when I get to that stage. So it was like pre-preparing me, and that was so awesome because doctors don't tell you that, you know. I'd never met at that stage anybody else that was going through the similar a similar diagnosis, even like in family or anybody like that, or even my friends for that matter. So this was like, wow, I'm definitely coming over. And that was the start. And amazing. She even said to amazing. Me, you know, we will come and fetch you. We have a driver. And I thought, wow, I'm even going to be chauffeured to Dear Link. And she said, we're going to be there for you. She said, and she told me, she said, this is all the stuff that may happen. But remember, we are there. When you get home from chemo and you just need a hot meal. And I thought, my goodness, who does this? Because people are so busy with their lives. Families are busy. Friends are busy, you know. And like Mia's mom said, you know, just people are busy. They say they'll be there for you and then they just fade away. And, you know, and it's all new to me. So, of course, you know, I accepted Dear Link and the offer for the support. And so I arrived there at Dear Link. And, of course, I met the superheroes. So I call them my superheroes because they all deserve like one of those capes, you know, you see in the Marvel comics, the superheroes, but they're the real heroes. And I didn't meet Michelle at that stage. I think Michelle was in America, I heard. So I did a little research, and I read the story behind Dear Link first. I did my homework. And then I met wonderful people like Gabby and Ilana, and I met Carmen there, and we did the face-to-face one-on-one counseling. Wow. And that was so needed because I think that's like the first step. You know, is to, you know, meet them, and you just want someone to listen. You just want them to hear your story because you don't know how, what you need at that moment and how it's going to be. So yeah, so that was the story, and
amazing, Kathy, beautiful. I mean, and as you say, the story continues, and I know. Because we're going to have to wrap up. We've got some voice messages to listen to. Absolutely. But I know that you are volunteering at the DL Link Call Center. So not only are you receiving, but you're giving back. And hopefully you'll be there to receive calls of many, many, many donations. Kathy, thank you for joining us. It's
thank
really
you
been wonderful
so
having you.
Much.
We wish you good
thank
health.
Thank you so much, Nikki.
Good health, good recovery. Please, God, vitality. And we really appreciate you coming onto the show. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to listen to some voice messages from some of our warriors.
I just want to quickly say thank you. Thank you to Michelle and for all the love and all the support that she's given me. And I just want to say Baruch Hashem. Thanks, God.
Thank you.
That everybody will get well and get the healing. And I just send love and peace to everybody. Amen.
Baruch Hashem. Thank you, Kathy.
I just want to say to you, you are inspirational, you are special, you're amazing, as is Renee, as is Mia. And I want to take the opportunity of thanking the community, because without the community, we couldn't hear these incredible stories that we are from the warriors' mouths. And the warriors are the angels, and the warriors are the heroes, and Erin and the sisters, and our staff too, are the heroes. But I want to just end by saying, Nick Rabinovitz, who's well known to all of us, said, you know what, when you see Michelle's name come up on the phone and you still answer it, what kind of a clot are you? But we've got to plod on just like the warriors do. And yes, Michelle is here again. Tammy, the Dear Link, is here again, because without your support, we cannot do the work we do. So let's do it together. Let's be a team. Let's dive in. Let's pray that everybody, Mia, should resume her normal life that she did. Everyone should be blessed with perfect health. And I want to thank the community, encourage everybody, please, to give. We need 150,000 rand to reach our goal. Please help us go for it. charity.com/DearLink. Together, let's raise 150,000 rand so that we can celebrate. And I wish everybody good, and thank you.